Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to be back with you. We're joined by Billiken Hall of Famer and recently Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, Earl Austin Jr. on KMOX. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, TA. How are you today?
I'm doing well, buddy. We were just visiting with, well, we were trying to visit with Tom Hart, who's calling the Mizzou KU game, but his phone was not agreeing with us inside Mizzou Arena. As you can imagine, it is getting very busy over there. He's calling the game. So before we talk Billikens, can I ask you for a one answer analysis here on Mizzou KU? How do you see that one as they tip off at noon today?
It's going to be exciting, no doubt about it. It'll be interesting because KU is now coming off a loss to Creighton in Omaha. And so, they're coming in probably with a little extra focus. I think Mizzou, the one game I watched was last week when they fell behind with Cal and made a great comeback, down 15 at halftime and scored, 66 in the second half. So I think it's going to be very competitive. I think the last time KU was there was 2 years ago when Mizzou was 9-0 and riding high, and KU came in there and beat them up pretty good. So I expect a wild atmosphere, and it should be a fun day at the Como today.
No doubt. Anytime Bill Self walks through the tunnel, that is a crazy day inside that building. And Mizzou and KU will hook up at noon. And then once you're done watching that, you can flip over to KMOX because Earl Austin Jr. will be calling the game with Bob Ramsey. It's just one of those great basketball days. It'll be SLU and Chicago State. Where do you see SLU at the moment? Obviously dealing with some injuries and some health issues, Earl.
That's the main thing right now. Obviously 5-3 and coming off a tough loss in San Francisco, but just getting everybody healthy at once. We haven't had that all season. It started when Robbie got hurt. Aviola got hurt during the preseason and missed a month of preseason, then came back and got hurt in the very first game against Santa Clara. And now he's back fighting his way back. But now Kellen is playing hurt with the cramp issues. Larry Hughes is out with the back. And then we got some guys who are, A.J. Casey's out, and then we got some guys who are under the weather. So it's a battle. You just got to kind of soldier through because, the late, great Charlie Spoonhauer, he goes, nobody else cares about your problems. So we just got to suit it up and get ready to play Chicago State today and hopefully get healthy for the rest of the non-conference and then obviously conference season, which is most important.
It is, and I think that the A-10 is pretty well stacked, at least towards the top, isn't it, Earl? I mean, who do you have there? VCU, Dayton obviously is off to a great start. St. Joseph should be really good. Can SLU hang with those teams?
Well, that's the main thing. If we can get healthy and we got, three guys at the top, obviously Robbie Gibson and Isaiah, it gives you an opportunity. But as you said, Dayton looked real good at the Maui Classic, although 1-2, a big win against Connecticut. Rhode Island and Arch Miller is really going well. They're 9-0. They beat Providence last night as well. VCU is always good. Loyola Chicago, they're going to be good. St. Joe's, yeah. So it's going to be a much more competitive A-10 slate from top to bottom. So I think we get everybody healthy and continue to develop. I think we'll be in the mix somehow, but we just got to get everybody right.
Got to get everybody healthy. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I think that one of the keys to this thing is the development and obviously the health of A.J. Casey. He is one of those players I think they are going to need in the A-10. Do you agree with that? Even though we've seen this rotation without him, I got to think he's included if he's healthy.
Well, I think a key is, like you say, you need that added size. You know, right now it's basically Robbie and Kalu, and then it's we're kind of small after that. So AJ at 6'9", and he's got that athleticism. He can shoot it a little bit. Yeah, somebody else with some size. Because you know, there are going to be some games where Robbie may get into foul trouble, Kalu gets into foul trouble. That added size is going to have to come into play once you face, you know, some of these real good, big athletic teams in our league.
How do you view the returnees here in Kellen Thames and Larry Hughes in terms of health, in terms of effectiveness? Let's start with Thames and what you know, what you understand about the cramping issues he's endured.
Don't know a whole lot about it, but it's been an issue now for the past 4 or 5 games. I think Fred Fetch may have gone through something similar a few years back, but I'm not sure. But it's tough because Kellen really was playing tremendous basketball coming out of the gate. He was averaging about 15 points, 8 rebounds. He's a great athlete. He plays with a tremendous motor. And so since his cramping has come up, it's kind of limited him to 15 minutes a game. And, you know, when healthy, he is kind of that fourth or fifth guy that you really didn't have to run a play for, but he's going to get a lot done because he's so active and so athletic around the basket. And we can get that full health of Kellen back. That would really help us immeasurably.
And Hughes, a couple of games ago, got hit in the midsection and then got up and I think returned. And then in practice, he gets hit on the other side of his body, his tailbone, if I'm not mistaken, in a fall.
Yes.
So
yeah.
He's out today, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe he's out today. It'll be his second game missed. And what we miss with Larry is that shooting. You know, obviously he's got that length and that defense, but that ability to shoot the ball and come off the bench and give you a little bit of offense as well. And, I think his coming back has to be big because one of our other guards, Josiah Dutzler, tore his ACL. He's out for the season. He was a potential starter. He was starting to play a lot and get into the flow. And then he went down with a ACL injury. So we definitely need Larry back to provide that perimeter shooting that he's pretty good at.
This is unbelievable. The last time I remember the Billikens dealing with so many absences was during COVID. I mean, I can't remember them being without this many people.
Yeah, it's a test, no doubt about it. A lot of adversity, so we just got to battle through it, and hope guys can kind of work their way back in the lineup, and then once we get somebody, nobody else falls off by the wayside, and hopefully by the conference season we'll have everybody as healthy as they're going to be. And then we can move forward. And then I think that's when you can really make a true, true judgment on what this team can be moving forward.
This is a very calm, confident coach in Josh Schertz. I really have enjoyed being around him, both at Indiana State and now here at St. Louis University. I've always found him to be fascinating. He does not take anything seriously except basketball. Everything else, he is fun and lighthearted. This is a test for him, I believe, of not, you know, flying off the handle here and getting frustrated with all the injuries and things that are happening.
Well, yeah, remember, like I said, he's used to building things. You know, he did it at Lincoln Memorial at the Division II level. And then at Indiana State, he did the same thing. Well, they went 3 games his first year there. And by year 3, they won 32 and went to the NIT Finals and was playing, you know, had one of the most exciting teams to watch playing basketball. So, yeah, this is kind of the same thing. I know there's a lot of excitement, and rightly so. But like you said, with the injuries and, you know, you got some tough early losses to Wichita. And then the other night, you're kind of back to kind of building and developing again, so I don't think it's no need to panic. I can remember a day where we had a Hall of Fame coach and we scored 20 points in a game against George Washington.
I remember.
Rick Majerus, yeah. And a couple years later, we saw how that turned out as well. So, once again, like I say, it's part of the, you know, she's used to the growing pains of trying to build once again, and I think that's what we're seeing right now as well.
Earl Austin Jr. is with us on KMOX. Let's talk about some good new faces, and that, of course, we mentioned Robbie Avila, and we mentioned Kalu Anya, who is a rebounding machine, and I think even more than that, he can score, he can pass, he's got unbelievable effort. I love this player. And then, of course, Isaiah Swope. Isaiah Swope was picked as third team A-10. I think that will change when this season is over. He is one of the most explosive scorers I have ever seen in a Billiken uniform.
It really is fun to watch, you know, at 5'11", 5'10", but he's just so quick and so explosive, as you said. Great burst with the ball, but he can get to the rim, but then he can also pull up and score from 20, 25 feet from the basket. So when he's on, he really, really could put on a show. We call it the Swope Show now. And I think he was like the mid-major madness player of the week. And he was also the Lute Olsen player of the week. So he's going to be fun to watch for this next year. And obviously Robbie speaks for himself. Now that he's getting back healthy, you see the size and the skill set and his passing ability. And he can shoot the three and kind of just a tremendous multi-dimensional big man, kind of what we're seeing throughout the game of basketball. Like I say, Kalu, great effort. Like you say, rebounding, high motor, averaging about 10, 11 rebounds a game, and just a lot of fun to watch as well. And probably the one, and obviously not a newcomer, but probably the highlight of this early part of the season, obviously what happened the other night in our loss with Gibson Jimerson, breaking the school scoring record by Anthony Bonner, which stood for 35 years or something like that. And Gibson, to see him break it, to watch how he's kind of rewarded for his hard work as a Billiken. And he'll go over 2,000 soon, and just been a tremendous player to watch over the course of his career.
No kidding. He'll be it'll be tough to catch him when he's done in terms of scoring. Of course, a sixth-year player certainly aids him in that respect, but I love the respect that Bonner and others have given to Jimerson. And on top of that, I anticipate today will be special. I have to think that they will do something very special for Gibson inside the arena today.
Right. And I think one of the reasons why they respect him, you know, not because they know he played the extra year or so, but the fact that he remained a Billiken. And, you know, he, in this NIL and this portal deal, he could have, with the coaching change, he could have easily walked. Just like, you know, when there's a coaching change, usually everybody leaves. But he stayed here and wanted to remain a Billiken. And I think that garners you a lot of respect as well. And he was able to break records and continue on with his great career here in St. Louis.
And finally, speaking of respect, last thing for Earl Austin Jr. is how much we respect you being part of our family and how proud we were to see you and Jim Jackson sitting next to each other at the Chase a couple of Sundays ago at the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame banquet. What an incredible time that had to have been. Unbelievably special for you up there.
It really was. I really had a wonderful time, and I still want to thank the Missouri Hall of Fame for Sports Hall of Fame for that honor. It was a tremendous ceremony, and the fact that I was really more happy for Jim Jackson. The fact it was ironic that we were sitting next to each other, because we've been sitting next to each other for over three decades now. He's been taking care of me and Rammer, and he's been taking care of all of us in the announcing booth, broadcast booth, like that. So that was even more exciting to be able to share that particular honor with Jim, because he does so much for so many of us behind the scenes. But yeah, it was a lot of fun too. It was a great event.
And Earl, your work with the St. Louis American is not only important in our city's history, but also second to none. And I just am so happy for you and proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm really proud of our St. Louis American family, and just proud to be a small part of the great impact that they have had in our community for a century now, almost.
I can't wait to see you today. Have a great call. I will wave to you from across the floor.
All right. You take it easy. Look forward to seeing you again, always.
All right. Thank you. Earl Austin Jr. He'll have the call today as the Billikens take on Chicago State at 2 o'clock right here on KMOX. Our Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. When we come back, we'll be joined by Blues General Manager Doug Armstrong. Stay tuned. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.